We remember them as children, playing in a yard, blowing out candles, taking their first steps. We held them as babies and watched them grow into airmen. We remember them as our fathers and mothers. When we said goodbye and tried not to cry, and then letting it all out every time they came home, crying when it finally sunk in that this time they weren't coming home. We remember them on our wedding days, our first dates, waking up together, and how they died in slow motion on a phone call or in a living room when we heard the words, "You might want to sit down." The reality is, nobody was ever killed peacefully in action. And knowing that will rip your heart apart when you think of someone you loved and still love, always, in their final moments on this earth.
Welcome. How are you doing today? Today is what I like to call Military Monday. I hope you've had a wonderful Monday. We are on today with Patriots Inside the Wire. I call it Military Monday for a reason. I don't really like Mondays. I like the military. And so for today, our guest is Amy Koda. And Amy is not only the founder of Memories of Honor, and has done so much that I can't begin to list, but she will give us her top three or so that I would love to know about. Besides being just the founder of Memories of Honor, Amy is actually a Blue Star mother. So a lot of people do not realize what that is. So just for a brief second, I will let everyone know that's listening. A Blue Star mother is an active duty service member, is serving currently in the United States. So this is the mother, of Gunny Sergeant, and don't let me mess this up, Zish. And he's Marine. So when you're a Marine, he's going to be like, "Mom, tell her." So tell him, I got you. So, and you know what? Amy is also a veteran. So Air Force.
My husband.
Okay. And the, daughter of the diciest Army veteran. I love how you put that. That was great. Thank you. I just want you to be comfortable here. I have been familiar with Memories of Honor, and I haven't had a chance to chat with you much. I have had some calls from multiple individuals, and I work with, you know, Terry Burgess and them, and they've said, "Tracy, it's time. Like, we want you out here, and with everything you could do, let's do it." And I'm like, "All right, I'll do it." So as of just the last 6 months or so, I decided that between fighting legislation, I'm going to get out there in the community and start working on things and anywhere that I can help. And then I happened to get a text out of nowhere, I'm not kidding, from Tracy that works with you, saying, "By the way, there's an event in San Antonio, Texas." I'm like, "You got to be kidding me." I unfortunately missed that one because I found out later. But I was like, "Please tell me more. Like, I really am interested in finding out what it is that I can do, not just because I'm a Gold Star mother, but as a Gold Star mother, you lose your unit. You lose your home. You don't know where do you fit." I don't know how to explain it because I don't want anyone to feel it. But my point to this is my heart has always wanted to connect back to our veterans, our active duty service members, and help still. I still want to be a part of that patriotism. And so being able to find like-minded people in that area, when I was ready, it was like, okay, I'm trying to figure out, you know, what's going on out there. And Memories of Honor has always been special to me, even before, unfortunately, losing my son, who went by two-step, by the way, because we're in Texas. long joke there. But I had started a military organization years ago. I did shut it down as an LLC, and now I mentor. I have been mentoring out of multiple organizations. And a couple of times I've ran across Tracy with you. And I'll get a text and I'm like, shoot, you got to give me just a little bit more notice. I end up having something that's going on. So I'm free right now because legislation is ended right now. So I work a lot in legislation. So I want you to know I'm very happy to have you. I have been just in awe of you because running and doing what you're doing as the Blue Star Mother as well, and the organizations and things that you do, it seems like San Antonio, Texas does have a lot going on. So I was like, wait a minute, that's not that far from me. We need to figure this out. And I was like, okay, she gave me the flyer and I was like, hey, you know what? I can put this out there big time if you want it out, because I would love for people to know more. I mean our community, I mean Patriots, I mean Gold Star, Blue Star, active duty veterans. That to me is home. So in that home, that involves you, Amy. So I'm so happy to have you on here. And she'll mention more in a moment, but Memories of Honor, if you have not heard of Memories of Honor, please look them up. Memories of Honor on their website. There's plenty here on Facebook. Depends on where you're listening to me from out there in the, I call it radio land. So we are streaming across multiple platforms. I wanted to make you aware of that. We're all good. And so Amy, I got the flyer that is for, Red, White, and Ruck.
Yes.
Like, how clever is that? That was cool. Loved it. And that is November 4th. And I was like, oh, I need to get you on now because I'd love to get the information out. But I had to take a minute just to tell you, like, how grateful I am to have someone out. You're out there. And you know what? That your team has always had somebody that got in touch with me. It doesn't matter if it was right before an event or something that was going on. I was like, this is interesting. This organization like is not forgetting that I exist. So I have to say thank you for that. It means the world to have someone give you a message and say, you know what? We'd love to have you here. We'd love to have you included. And I'm like, I'm ready. I want to do so much. Now I'm a worker. I'm going to warn you. I don't like to sit around or anything. I'm like, put me to work, please. I'll wash dishes, whatever you need. I'll help. I'll volunteer. Good. Because I am comfortable doing that. I'm comfortable helping you with what you need. But I think what we should do now is actually let our listeners and our viewers, don't see any messages here yet. You'll let me know, Joel, if you see any of the messages pop up. So Amy, Patriots Inside the Wire is with Military Broadcast Radio, and MBR has been around, my gosh, my son would not even be old enough to join the military. So, I felt very at home. There's a lot of veterans, it's veteran oriented, it's a nonprofit, and it is a way to get out resources and information. And I thought, you know what, this is perfect. I've been trying to figure out how do we bridge that gap, like an easy way just to say you're all welcome. And I thought, you know what, I've done this before, why don't I do this? And then I can also do it like on scene, remote. So welcome, Amy. And I would love to hear more from you about you. So go ahead and introduce us to you. I say Mama Bear, Memories of Honor, and Champion. I know in my heart that I'm grateful to have you on. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And thank you for raising a hero. And I'm not going to lie, I'm still kind of like choking back tears. Your opening,
I know. I get worried that some people won't be able to take that opening that I have, but it is the truth. I waited in the seat of a corner of a couch. And I'm going to tell you, I say to everyone that gets a hold of me when they talk about Gold Star this, Gold Star that. And, you know, I'm sorry. I'm very honest. I am not PC. I do not do the whole
long great.
I don't do this. I will connect. I will join and I will help. But it's for the betterment of others and then to mentor in ways. And that's why you haven't seen me physically, is because I choose to do that to help others that may not be ready to go to something. And to be honest with every one of them, just like I am, that I still mentor. Unfortunately, we have more unfortunate service members mm-hmm. that the numbers of stateside deaths is astronomical. So I thought about that. And it's interesting. You're the first one to notice it, Amy. That intro was like, that's me. I was standing there and he'd already deployed. He was back from Iraq. He was getting on a bus to Afghanistan. And I won't get through his story because this is about you. But that piece is so like in my heart with him that I thought, I wonder if this is going to bother people, but it is truth. But thank you for that, because you are the first person who has noticed that.
Well, and I wouldn't even dare to even say that I can even imagine or know your loss, but I know your love.
Aww.
I have 6 children. My son's my only biological son, and putting him on that bus at, just after getting out of high school was one of the hardest days of my life. And my brain can't go there. It's right. Like, it's so unimaginable. And hearing those words and knowing that I share your love.
Yeah.
Like I was in tears before we even came on camera.
Oh, well, you know what? It takes people like you to say things to us like, I don't care what happened. He was active duty. He was killed and you still belong. So not just to me, but to hear that from you, to anyone out there that's listening, as much as I try to explain, it's hard to explain, right? Like, the one-on-one mentoring. So I'm like, you know, I got to reach out, branch out. What is a better way to connect everyone? And then NBR got a hold of me and I said, you know what? I used to do this. I can do this. Now I'm not going to date myself, but it was in writing. It was in the Metropolitan. So I was like, okay, I can do technology too. Did the homeschool. I made it through 5th grade. I think I'm okay. So, but I got to say thank you again, because you are the first one that noticed that. And I thought, I wonder if this is too much, but nobody else like noticed. I was like, okay, we're good.
No, I mean, it's very poignant and tragically beautiful. And I know that sounds weird, but I think it helps people that don't know your pain and don't know your loss, like myself.
Yeah.
It's in such a way that it allows us to be able to at least somewhat imagine what life is like in your shoes. Yeah. Because we know your love.
Oh, well, thank you. And you hit it right there. It's hard. I can only imagine. Well, I do know, because of running an organization before, and I had helped a couple of Gulf runs. Now, one wanted nothing to do with this. The other just wanted, you know, can you come over and just say hi? All perfect, all great. But I remember looking at one and going, listen, everyone that was around me, if I swear to you, if this ever happens to me, you're going to need to watch. Like, don't let me go. Like, let me stay around, don't leave, because there's no way that I could handle this. Now I am big in my faith, so with God, although I was mad at him, I cannot lie. I wish I have this thing about me and karma, and I'm like, I can't do it. I am okay, because I am proud of him. He did so much in the time that he's, and I won't use past tense. So with my 4 children, I am very proud of him. I mean, the things that he did in Iraq, the things that he was doing by going to school, there's things that people aren't aware of because I haven't been out much, but there's a lot more to his story. And one of his friends, James Pierce, usually will do The Rock. He's from Houston, and he was taking place, and unfortunately recently he's had a tragic TBI incident. And so there's that you get to deal with too. It's like, the units. But getting away from that part, I do want to make sure that everyone out there listening, I don't mind talking about it. I don't mind bringing it up. I understand for some people, they're like, oh, don't go there. Or, but to be honest, it's almost better if you do. And I'm only speaking for myself, but I do know a few that get in touch with me. And I'll tell you, they are begging, like, where can we go? Like, where do we go? I don't have anywhere that I'm fitting. And I'm like, let me work on it. Let me work on some different resources and things that are out there. And it's basically just been like connection. And then now through here, we can connect even better. So thank you, Amy, for coming in. Tell Tracy I said hello. We were like battle texting. Okay, here you go. Here you go. So, so your son, Marines, huh?
Yes, he went in at 17. He was at Paris Island in the summer of 2011. And it's weird how life, and I'm glad that you said that you're of faith, and like how God kind of lays a plan out for us that we really don't understand. While I was dealing with separation anxiety, not knowing what was going to happen to my son, because I did sign for him and he went in open contract. And his recruiter said, ma'am, it's not a matter of if or when your son's going to be deployed. It's going to be where and how often. Yeah. And long story short, as life went on and I had my mommy meltdown, for anybody that's never done that, I've also sent kids off to college. Sending your child possibly off to war,
awful,
is like taking that unknowing and that anxiety of sending a child off to college and putting rocket fuel on it and lighting a match.
I hear you. I call it surviving my first deployment. I was trying to survive his first deployment. So I understand you greatly.
But during that time where I was trying to figure out, like, how do I deal with the unknown? And my son wasn't even deployed yet. I'm talking like this was all while he was at boot camp.
We're a lot alike.
if something, I'm a doer. So yeah. If something's not right or a little off or whatever, you know, I want to fix it. And, right. You literally are giving your baby over to Uncle Sam, and in this case, the Marine Corps. But I realized now looking back, a lot of the people that have come into my life and that I have been able to connect with, they all were losing their sons when I was tripping and worrying about losing mine. And they have all become some of my biggest friends, family. And, in all honesty, like when I started the nonprofit, I wasn't intentionally starting a nonprofit. It was just, I was doing things to honor some buddies of some teammates of a friend of mine. And, I was also using it, these athletic events that I was doing, that I was participating in, as a way for me to heal myself, to deal with the anxiety of the unknown. And, but I slowly started realizing that what I was doing was not only affecting me, but it was having an effect on the families of those that I was using these events to honor the memory of their loved one. And at first I was like, who am I to, I'm not a Gold Star mom. You know, I almost felt like I wasn't, not worthy is not the right word, but it was like, like I was being an imposter. And then, eventually I realized, who better because I don't know the loss, but man, do I know the love. And that's when I realized that, you mentioned it earlier, like some people don't feel like they have a place.
Yeah.
They're looking for a place. And I realized that there was basically a hole where we and I'm not saying that this is necessarily a bad thing, but we like to put people and things into boxes and we like to label those boxes. And if you don't fall within this, then you're not in this box. And if you don't fall within this, you're not in this box. And if you're not within this, you don't fall in this box. And I realized a lot of my moms and widows didn't fit in any of those boxes. Mm-hmm. And, but their loss was just as painful, just as real. And that's not to, to steal or take valor from anybody that lost their life to the enemy, but they were almost suffering again because they weren't given a box to go in and you don't fit in this box.
Yeah. So
that's when I realized that what we do is needed. And that's why our umbrella is very broad of lost life.
Right.
Because in our national database, we are a safe place and a landing place for people that don't necessarily fit in these boxes. So we honor killed in action, missing in action, training accidents, self-infliction, medical directly related to service, or any loss of life while on active duty. And we're not just post 9/11. We have fallen service members in our database going back to World War II. We have Vietnam on to current day, because those families needed a place to land.
Yes, you're correct. I mean, I see you, and I think that's exactly how I thought when I was like, I need something. So I created Military Moms of Texas, and it did great while it was there. But when tragedy came, it was, you know, let's let the others that are out there. There's great organizations. I mean, I'm really honest. I'm not PC. I'll say it again. Like, I got up and fought because I had to, because he was actually killed. And there's a backstory that a lot of people don't even know the details about, but right outside of the base. So with some illegal activity within a vehicle, unfortunately, we lost him on his way within hours to Afghanistan. So my son can go to Iraq. And then he's leaving for Afghanistan. And you know, as a mother, what they do is they don't sit around on base, you know, like waiting and playing games to go deploy. They're literally out remote. Like, I couldn't reach him at multiple times. I had been sick. So the cancer part, thank God I just got to see him twice, which is rare. I mean, he's about to deploy and I had to call again. And I remember him being out remote and I'm like, you need to come home. And then the second time around, he was like, Mom, we're not spending money. I'm just going to Afghanistan. I'll be fine. And I'm like, yeah, but I just have this feeling, son, man. I don't know what it is. I just had his little brother. And I was like, I just don't feel right. And I want you home. I want you home. And he's like, all right, well, if you sure you want to spend that money? I'm like, yes, I want to spend it. And so thank God. You know, something in me, I've got it in writing to him, literally. Like, I hate to say this, but I'm not saying it's you, but there's about to be a death. And I don't think I'm going to be able to handle it. And I won't say which of my children, because I hate to think that way. But I knew then, and it didn't occur to me, actually, that it was my older son, actually. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, yeah, there's a lot to my story. And one day we'll get together and I'll catch you all up. So be careful what you believe out there, people, because there's a lot of stories going on. And that's why I'm in legislation right now, because I don't want it to happen to someone else. I don't want trafficking. I do not want cars that shouldn't be there trafficking, doing things in cars that are rented that are against the law. And if that hadn't happened, this illegal behavior, my son would have ended up in Afghanistan, and I truly believe he would have came home. He just like in Iraq. So I do know what you're talking about. So you talk about KAD for everyone listening. That's killed active duty. KIA killed in action overseas during a war period. And I think I know where you are going with this one. I've mentored a lot of families and whether any scenario, and I stopped them all and I said, wait, I just have one question. Were they active duty? And if the answer is when I go, okay, Yes, you are. You are. He's active. He, she, active duty. That's all you need to know right there. Yes, let's get you in touch with your SOS. Well, Marines, it's different. But I do have to say the Marines, my goodness, handle things very well. Not that the other branches do not. So I'm not knocking the other ones. But what I'm saying is I'm impressed by what I've figured out with the Marines. But like his FRG, there's a lot of even new moms lately that will get in touch with me and I'll try to resource it to someone else. But I'll help where I can. And that's what I had been doing was helping, but I had to get up and fight because of what happened to him with illegal, I don't call them civilians, but illegal individuals doing illegal things. It was lay down and cry, or do you get up and go fight in Georgia? And I got up and fought. It took about 5 years. You know, you got your line of duty first. You would understand that line of duty for anyone listening that doesn't understand that is the military's way of doing an investigation. And it does take time. And thank goodness he had a wonderful, like commanders, the colonel, I mean, beautiful. But remember this unit deployed, like, so everybody I knew was gone and I'm in Georgia. But to get it off of me, if anyone wants to know about Adam, my son, Two-Step, you just go to twostepfact.com, the number two, twostepfact.com. His pictures are behind me. He's still with me. And it's my faith, but I'm not going to lie, Amy, I didn't want to leave my house. And it took me time. So I try to explain to anyone that comes to me, look, nothing's wrong. Nothing's bad. Whatever's working for you. I'll tell my true story, which is, after 5 years of fighting, I had to come and take care of my health. So that is something I ignored. And I did that. And then I started gradually getting back out. And that's only recently. So, which helps it helps them understand, oh, so it's okay. And I'm like, it's absolutely okay. I could not have done it the other way. I'm just not someone that wouldn't have, I had to go fight. There was, do I lay down and let this happen? Or, so enough about me, but he's a fighter and he got it from his mom. So I'm always like, don't make me use my soldier voice. Like, do it. It's mama bear, right? Like, it's that mama bear. And that's what sent you to seek where it is you'd get involved. I did the same thing by creating Military Moms of Texas. So, and then turning that down into an LLC. Now my goal is to find people like you who can get out information, and it invites everyone. So I'm going to let you finish with that because you have a beautiful story, your beautiful son that's a Marine. And, you know, my heart goes out to you because I can tell in your heart that you do know. I don't care what happened to anyone. This is why I'm very clear. Anyone that's listening, that is all you need to know. Someone should only be asking you, were they active duty? And leave it at that. There's a lot of, I call it nonsense, and I hate to say that, but there is a lot of different opinions, but then there's the law, and then there's the DOD, then there's the military. So I go by what military codes are. I don't go by other people. So yes, they all matter. And they're 24/7 when they're serving. They are owned by the government. I mean, when they do an investigation, they do it. They highly investigated my own child, but for a good reason they do this, in my case. So I have to point that out. But thank you for that. We'll have to get together sometime and I can share more of my war stories. And you'll be like, oh my gosh, she is a mama bear. I'm not afraid to call somebody. I don't care if they're the president. I always say, hey, you put your pants on just like me, so I don't know what to tell you. You found me and I'm not done. So I want to be here for whatever you have going on. You have so much going on, so tell us about that.
Yeah, so the events that we produce. So we produce events, co-produce events, and then do other activations to make sure that men and women, men like your son and your family's not forgotten. So when we produce an event, it's twofold. It's one part mission. So for example, at the Red, White, and Ruck in San Antonio, every single participant will be carrying a, what we call a fallen hero memorial bib. So they kind of, to give you kind of an indication of what that is, if you think about like a marathon bib, mm-hmm. but it's very beautifully.
You're muted there. Click your mute button. You're muted. Can you hear me? Your mic is muted. Let's see. As long as you can hear me. Can you hear me? Your mic. Yeah, it's muted. Yours is. It's off.
All right, there we go.
There you go.
Got you again. Right.
Hey, it happened.
You got a little technology. Me.
You don't. It's happening. But now I can't hear you. Okay. All right, go ahead. Sorry about that. I just wanted everyone to hear you, so I was like, I was trying to do the whole.
I don't have you at all.
You can't hear me.
I have no sound coming through.
Let's see here, Amy. So.
And it looks like you're not muted.
Until she gets back, I'll talk to you. Can you hear me, Amy? Okay.
I still don't have audio from you guys, if you can hear me.
Okay. All right, let's try that. Can you hear me now?
I can see you talking, but I cannot hear you.
Interesting. Maybe try refreshing.
From my end, I should have audio. There's nothing to where I would not have it.
Okay.
And now for the most famous words in motorsports. Drivers, start your
We remember them as children. playing in a yard, blowing out candles, taking their first steps. We held them as babies and watched them grow into airmen. We remember them as our fathers and mothers. When we said goodbye and tried not to cry, and then letting it all out every time they came home, crying when it finally sunk in that this time they weren't coming home. We remember them on our wedding days, our first dates, waking up together.
Been home about 6 months now, and I still have my doubts. Well, I'm not sure how I got here or how I'm gonna get out. Well, my mama says I look the same as I did before I left, but if she could see inside of me, it would scare her to death. I can still taste the powder from the barrel of my gun, and I can hear my sergeant screaming, "Run, soldier, run!" And I can feel the backpack on my shoulders, got it weighed a ton, and I see death in every single thought. Well, they taught me how to put that uniform on. I just can't get it off. Last Saturday they honored us in a small parade downtown, and when they shot off those fireworks, I nearly hit the ground. And while they smiled and cheered for us, all stay, 'cause part of me is here at home, but part of me is back there. Well, I can still taste the powder from the barrel of my gun, and I can hear my sergeant screaming, "Run, soldier, run!" And I can feel the backpack on my shoulders, got it weighed a ton. Taught me how to put that uniform on. I just can't get it on. Yeah, there's no end in sight, 'cause even though I'm home now, I'm still fighting for my life. Well, I can still taste the powder from the barrel of my gun, and I can hear my sergeant screaming, "Run, soldier, run!"
There we are. Can you hear me, Amy?
Yes.
Woo.
Woo, we're back.
I'm not touching any wires or anything. So if you notice, like, you're muted, just keep taking a look at that. I don't know. It threw us for a loop, but that's okay. Let's just jump into what we're here for. And everybody else got to enjoy wonderful. I don't know if you want to call it wonderful, but I don't know what happened there between NASCAR and then we ended up in a it actually is a beautiful friend of mine who sings. So thank you out there for your beautiful song. But Amy, let's get back to Amy with Memories of Honor and an event that is coming up on November 4th. And we want to make sure that everyone knows about this. So Amy, I'm going back to you.
All right. So the event is called Red, White, and Ruck. Of course, playing on red, white, and blue. So unlike a lot of other events We make sure that everything that we do, that gentlemen, warriors like your son are honored, and remembered. So, every single person wears the name of a fallen service member on a memorial bib, that we have made. We also provide them with blank bibs. So if they've had the unfortunate event of losing a loved one or a teammate, they can carry that teammate or that loved one with them during the event. The course is lined with memorial signs. So it's all about bringing people together, not only the veteran community, the Gold Star community, but as well as the civilian community. So that way we're coming together in a patriotic way, but in a understanding and putting a face to our freedom, and allowing people just to organically talk, share stories. But the event itself is unlike any other ruck that people may have done outside of the military, of course. Mm-hmm. And I know I can hear some of you now going, "I don't want to ever put on another ruck again." That's okay.
I like the voice. I like that. You're correct.
Come cheer people on. You know, the crazy civilian community that thinks, you know, going out and doing that's cool, come cheer them on. But it's 3 hours. It's a short course. So you have 3 hours to do as many laps as you can. So if a cycling criterium and a time trial had a baby, it would be red, white, and ruck. So people are out there just killing it, like getting as many laps as they can. But you can also do it with a relay team, a 2-person or a 4-person relay team. And so kind of like with a triathlon, where you have a transition area, we call it the staging area. It's kind of like tailgating. That's where everybody's got their pop-up tents. They've got, you know, their drinks, their food, music's playing. And so you can do as many laps as you want or as few as you want. And each time you complete a lap, your lap card gets a punch. And then at the end of the 3 hours, so you're racing against the clock as well as other people. But at the end of the 3 hours, then there's prizes given away to all the individuals and the teams that have completed the most laps. But again, the whole reason for the event is to bring the community together, to honor, heal, and connect together in a loving, understanding environment. Exercise and fitness is one of the best drugs known to man. And it's a way that, you know, at one of our last rucks, Red, White, and Rucks here in Nashville, which is where I live, one of the guys, so you have to carry at least 25 pounds in your pack or on your weighted vest. A lot of them carry a lot more, but one of the guys that did it, he ended up taking off his shoes, and it was not an easy course. It was only a mile, but it was a tough, tough, tough course with a lot of stairs, and he did it barefoot, and he had the names of his fallen teammates.
Aww.
And he said he wanted to make it, and I'm paraphrasing here, but and I'm sure I won't do it justice, but he was basically saying that he wanted to suffer for his teammates, that he wanted to leave literally everything he had out on the course, and he wanted to make it that much more challenging by doing it barefoot, because their memories deserved no less.
Right.
And we were all just in awe of watching the camaraderie and the healing that takes place. And at our events, Gold Star families are welcome to attend. They're welcome to be there and be part of the ceremonies. And again, to let you, the Gold Star family members, know that somebody remembers, somebody cares, that you're, you know, that your loved one's name and life and sacrifice isn't going to ever be forgotten. Okay. But to also allow you to be able to share your son and his story, and not just the story of his loss, but the story of his life.
Yeah.
And we've just had some really, really powerful moments over the years through our various events. And again, you know, it's twofold, one part mission, one part fundraising. All the money that we raise from our events go back into allowing us to continue making sure that the legacy of those that ever wore our nation's cloth aren't forgotten. You guys deserve to be honored, remembered, and recognized more than one day a year. And I think it's preposterous and just saddening and almost makes me angry that a lot of times we don't recognize or remember. And it's like, oh, well, Memorial Day. No, it needs to be 365 days a year that we do something. And, you know, Tracy, nothing that I ever do or any of us ever do can fill the void of losing your son. But we damn sure owe you a debt that we can't repay. And we damn sure need to do something every single day to make sure that we're trying to.
Well, I appreciate that, Amy. And the first thing I will tell you is you don't owe me anything. I just want my son remembered.
And that's what we owe you.
Yeah. Yeah. So Adam, his nickname's Two Step. You can call him Two Step. I am actually from Nashville too. So, yeah, I'm not kidding. Right out of Nashville. So I spend half my year there and the other half here in Texas. So when you said that, I was like, you got to be kidding me.
We probably have a lot of the same friends.
I'm meeting a lot of people there too in the veteran community. I was just there all summer trying to get set with that. So I'll have to get with you on that. So Texas and Tennessee in the house, both of us. And there's a lot going on in Tennessee too. But for right now, San Antonio, November 4th. There is what I received, which is Military City Miles and Memories with Memories of Honor and Red, White, and Ruck. And I'm going to be honest, because you know I'm not PC. I read that thing and went, there is no way that I can go carry this and Ruck. And I think I sent back a message. I was like, what about just attending? Can I? I'll like pass out things or do whatever you need. But I probably need to work up to the whole the exercise thing. You are correct. I have kind of been like, I don't want to do that, but I'd like to get to that point where I can actually do it as an individual ruck like that. But I may not be able to do that this year physically, but my health has gotten a lot better, but I can definitely be around to do. There's always, trust me. I mean, I know, you know, there's always something, like literally last minute, or, oh my goodness, we need this, or what can we do? I'm available to you for that, not just because of Two-Step, my son, but as a mom who knows what it's like trying to put on events like that. I've done that too. And, you know, I say thank you to you because I know the work that goes behind it. I know the build up to an event and then the having to rely on. And I mean, I remember every piece, trust me. So there is a lot that goes into something that people may show up to and go, oh, wow. And I'm going, yeah, you have no clue what this probably took.
You know how you said at the beginning, like how I was the first one that ever said, like how emotionally like pulling your intro is. You are one of now only two that know what it's like when somebody says, oh, this event was great, or, you know, oh, are you going to do the event too? No, I'm working. And, you know, I'm the one that's keeping the thing, you know, I'm the one that's putting out the fires in the background, but right. People don't realize like every little tiny detail of what goes into pulling off something that looks seamless. Right. And, you know, it's a labor of love for us. But it sure is nice when somebody's like, I got you. I know,
right.
I know what the trenches are like.
Yeah. I've been there, done it. That's why I'm like, if you need me to, obviously I don't think we'd be washing dishes there. It's a joke I make to Terry and Elizabeth for the parents retreat.
Oh yeah.
That's the first place that, I mean, so they are the only ones that have been able to get me to an event. And I was like, okay, I'm in the middle of session. I'm testifying, but you know what? They have been incredible and in touch. And first thing I did, I got there. I stayed just one day, but I was like, just put me to work. Like, let me wash dishes. Give me something. They looked at me like, no. And I'm like, please, you don't understand. This is how I work. Like, it does me good to help others this way. And it also keeps me kind of busy. So he kept telling me no. So we ended up, there's a karaoke machine there. And like the ones that wanted up, they're like, oh, you're from Texas? Because people from all over came. And I'm like, yes. So everybody assumes we can all two-step. We can all do, you know, all of this. So they throw on the karaoke machine and I've got moms. Now, listen, this is a room full of Gold Star families, right? Mm-hmm. And I have never been in an area where I have seen, where I remember as all being Blue Star, and I remember as all getting together, and I remember all that heartwarming sisterhood and brotherhood too. There's moms and dads there. And a couple of moms come up to me and going, you're from Texas, teach us to two-step. No, they're like, and that's why you named your son two-step. And I'm like, yes, but I was trying to do it to tell him, look, you'll meet nice girls this way. Like, let me just teach you to two-step. You're about to go, this is before military, but leading up to it, I was like, now remember what I taught you. Like, you're going to be at a base and you're going to be in a uniform. So remember what I always say, like bypass, like cut it off, keep going, go the other way. If you're following me. So, for myself, that was my first experience, but I wasn't there the previous days, but I can tell you just being there that final day and they had a karaoke machine and things were happening. And then I would get, you know, I had been online for a long time and I would turn around and they'd be like, Tracy? And I would be like, yes. Like, are you in trouble or what did I do? And they were like, no, like you're online Facebook, right? And I'm like, yeah. And so then we put two and two together. Like, had I talked to them or had they met me here or there? Not that I'm popular. What I'm saying is I'm loud. I was loud from the beginning when he joined, and I'll continue to do that in a good way. So it was interesting. I loved it. I mean, and this is the misconception that's out there, is that there needs to be a ceremonial thing that kind of brings us like this down. But to be honest, we really need the whole, we need it balanced again and to be included when it's like the laughing and the fun and the, so I kind of made that change there, but it worked great. Everybody was like, they loved it. So I'll be continuing to help Terry and Beth Burgess, but Memories of Honor, I can remember just being with, how long have you been with Memories of Honor?
So unofficially, we were born on Gold Star Mother's Day in 2014. It was when I was doing the Ironman Chattanooga. We got our 501c3 October, November of 2015. So we've been officially a 501 since 2015. And Terry and Beth Burgess are, you know, they're family. To me. Speaking of which, I've talked them into doing all kinds of fun, crazy retreats with us.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah. So we'll, I'm notorious for talking people into doing things that they thought they weren't able to accomplish.
Yeah. I just interviewed him and I said, Terry, how do I get involved in some of these things you're doing? He's like, well, you end up at something and someone grabs you and says, we got this going, we got that going. So he's like, and I was talking about your flyer and I said, do you know Amy and do you know Memories of Honor? And he goes, oh yeah, I know him very, very well. And he goes, your family. So I think you need to contact them because we all have our own little circle going of, we call it kind of the Gold Star committee chairs for Texas. And that is those of us who just want to look out and be able to include everyone. So we talk quite a bit, as a matter of fact. So you must be the person he was talking about when he was like, yeah, just wait. Like, you're going to end up somewhere and they're going to get you and you're going to end up.
Yeah. Everything from doing Marine Corps marathon to the Bataan Memorial Death March every year. Wow. This year, actually. So we had the entire Burgess family with us. So part of our mission, part of what we do with some of the money that we raise is we have a program called Enduring Heroes, where we will take Gold Star families and veterans to athletic retreats. So we'll go and we'll do a marathon or a full day ruck together. We put everybody up in housing and we just do life together.
That is nice. You know, I have a question, and Terry and I talk quite a bit about this. Siblings. So like my son has three younger siblings, one of which is I'm still raising at 14. And it's been tough because he hasn't been able to be around the patriotism, the events as much as the other kids were. So I was talking to Terry and I was like, I've got to get him around the reasons why his brother was there and figure out where that is. And he's like, well, yeah, we'll have to think about that because the parents retreat is for the parents. But do you allow the children to come to your events?
Yeah. So the one that I was just telling you about, we don't produce it. The Bataan Memorial Death March, that's one of our active retreats. The Burgesses had their two grandchildren there. So it was Terry, Beth, their daughter-in-law, and their two grandkids.
Yes, I know them well. That's wonderful. I love to hear that because
Tiffany and the kids absolutely loved it. They had a blast.
Well, that sounds great. Cash, who's 14, although he looks like he's 20-something, he's like 6'2", 240. So if we needed anything put up or something to be helped with, that he's like me. I'm like, okay, I'll go do this. But we spoke about that a lot. I was like, yeah, I got to figure out how to get, you know, him in too. Like, let him understand this whole reason that his brother decided he needed to join the military. And so he hasn't got to have that experience yet. He's only got to have the unfortunate side of things. Yeah. So.
Well, at the Red, White, and Ruck, I mean, we also have an honorary division where you can do one lap or as many as you want. You don't have to carry weight. That might be something great for him to get his feet wet with. And then going back to when we do these active retreats, Terry's grandson actually did the march in his dad's uniform.
Oh, wow.
It was very, very special for all of us to see him out there, you know, literally putting miles in his dad's uniform and boots.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I have Adams. I'll have to ask him. So November 4th in San Antonio, Texas, what area of San Antonio? San Antonio is kind of big.
Nashvilleian. I think it's the southern part of San Antonio. It's in Mission Park.
Okay. And we'll get the flyer out later for everyone that's listening. We have flyers and there's there's Memories of Honor, which is on Facebook. There is the actual website. So Memories of Honor, and it is Military Miles and City, if I'm not right, Military Miles and City and Red, White, and Ruck.
Yeah,
there's three.
Miles of Memories.
Yes, Miles of Memories. So there's three on there on the flyer that I got. You can scan, and one is scan for your fallen hero, and the other are to join. Like, do you want a ruck? So there's multiple categories there. So we'll get that flyer out with this. I've already got it on a couple things, and see if we can't get you something down there. But I had not heard of the other ones. I definitely had heard of Memories of Honor, of course. You came in right after he was killed. So I was gone, like I mentioned, for 7 years, literally, trying to battle with what was going on. So, but I'm back. So like you just said, Nashville. Like I'm half in Nashville and I'm half in Texas. So that's very fitting. I'll have to find you in Nashville too. But the event itself on November 4th, what time is it starting?
So the bike ride, wheels are up at 8, and then the ruck is stepping off at 9. Right. And then we'll have everybody gets a t-shirt. We've got challenge coins for the cyclist. We have patches for the ruck marchers. And once you're done, you're treated to lunch.
Nice.
It's a big party, a big patriotic
celebration.
Yes,
it sounds like a celebration for life. All of us. That includes everybody. And so, to me, I think that's wonderful. Between you've already said it. Our Vietnam veterans have always been so close to my heart. We have. So many, aside from just so I get away from the whole gold star word, and as far as the organization, because there's an organization out there, and then so there's a lot of us that do, maybe they don't fit somewhere that doesn't work for them. Now, I'm not speaking from opinion of me or anything. I have never even tried to join where I'm at. There isn't an active chapter, but it's just not right for everyone, right? Like, I get several calls and they're like, where else do you recommend? And I'm like, well, what is it that you didn't like about it? And it depends on the people, right? So whoever's running things, like you, for instance, so it takes that heart that you have, that passion, that, I mean, to keep going and doing what you're doing. The one side that I do know and understand is it does take a whole lot. So when I do get the phone call and I'm like, okay, I know you didn't like that, but you know, that's their way, but let's figure out something else for you. And it's been really hard to figure out something else for you, but you know, up at Fort Hood. So anyone, I said Fort Hood, you just, you know, they've changed the name. So have it, everyone out there, have it. And there's a beautiful building up there. So if you ever want to do something, that whole banquet room is open. So it's beautiful. I just got to see it. So there's multiple places that things can be done at, or ceremonies, or there's a lot to think about. But as far as resources, I definitely know where resources are to get things done. It was connecting with people as far as which yeah, which events do we, it's kind of hard, to be honest, to roll up and walk in and like not know what you're about to step into. So I can even admit that. I mean, I definitely have my moments where it's like, okay, can I go? Can I do this? And but being able to meet you. And then I guess there was another event not long ago that Tracy was doing. And we keep saying Tracy, not this Tracy. There is Tracy Reagan. She worked with Amy. So Amy and this Tracy worked together. And you can tell us more about how Tracy works with you. But that's who got a hold of me. And so it's confusing. I was like, wait, Tracy. And I was thinking back and I was like, wait. Okay, I get it now, because when he was killed in 2012, you were building up your organization. So a lot has come a long way, and I'm very, very happy for that. So is Tracy's here in Texas?
Yeah, she's in San Antonio.
That's what I thought. Okay, yeah.
All right. She's our COO.
Got it. Okay.
She's my Louise to the
Thelma. Thelma Louise, yeah. I think I'll fit right in. I love that one. Can we get Brad Pitt to show up?
I'm not saying anything on that one.
Yeah, okay. I'm not PC, guys. Y'all, I enjoy laughter still, right?
Well, my husband's cool. Yes, we will find maybe a couple of Brad Pitts.
Maybe we can find some lookalikes and we'll have a lookalike contest. We bid on them.
That'd be funny.
Oh my Lord, don't listen to me. Like, I'll talk you into all kinds of stuff. But no, everything I have heard and witnessed myself, like I pay attention. It was just wasn't sure, like, is it time now? And a lot was my health. So is it time for me now? Or is it, when is it going to be time? When Tracy sent that to me, and she got it to me in a text, because I work very well through text. I was thinking, I was like, wait a minute, she has contacted me before. And it was, if I'm not mistaken, last year. And I was like, whatever you do next time, give me lots of notice and get in touch with me and let me get this out. I don't know what I'll be doing next year. I didn't know I'd be doing this, but I need to get myself out there. And if I can get me, I can grab some others and say, hey, look, I came, I made it, I'm still here, and it's all good. So that's what I'd like to do, is get that information out, so that it's whether you're a veteran, whether actually I have even had like active duty service members that are home. You've got anyone active duty who is no longer here, which we refer to active duty as Gold Star families, anyone with active duty service members still serving, the Blue Star mothers. And then, I mean, you've covered it all between the veterans, and I don't want to just say moms. I do have a lot of conversations with Terry on this. I like to remember the fathers, and the siblings, so the families, the Gold Star families. And then, so you're traveling back and forth then. So you're going to be there November 4th?
Yes. Yeah. We're actually doing San Antonio November 4th, and then I'm flying directly from San Antonio to Vegas doing the Military Influencers Conference. And then directly from that, we're doing MCON, which is also happening in Vegas before coming back to Nashville.
Shoot, I want to go there.
Girl, I got a room. Come on. There's an extra bed.
You never know.
Yeah. So we activate at other events and things that are happening. Right. Besides putting on our more athletic events. Just recently we activated on 9/10 for 9/11. We activated with the Texas Rangers. Okay. And we were able to host 45 family members, Gold Star family members, at that event. They were able to go out onto the field. Their loved one's name was spoken. They were acknowledged. They were able to stay out on the field during the national anthem. And then the team, the organization, gave us this big, beautiful party suite, and you know, the families were treated like royalty. It was amazing.
Wow, it sounds amazing. It sounds like something that I definitely want to become a part of the team and help. I mean, again, I'll show up, but I definitely know there's always help that's needed. So trying to figure out where is my big thing right now. It's like, where can I best help? And getting out information is one way, but I mean, like, hands-on, like, how do I literally get back involved? And so when I got that, I thought, you know what? I keep getting messages from this Tracy that I have not met. So she has not given up, like, literally. There'll be an event. And, like, I'm so grateful, though, because previously, when I would get them, there was a lot going on, because your time frame of when you started is right when he was killed. So, yeah. So I thank God she still, like, literally texts me like, "Oh, look, this is happening," and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, okay, wonderful." So I'm so grateful that she just didn't forget and was just like, you know, here, this is what's going on. Send the flyer, and I was like, that's perfect, because I can't be on social media all day in between, you know, trying to work, the family, the kids, yeah. And keep up with it. But doing something like this and then being able to attend. So we have to give a shout out to Tracy in San Antonio for never giving up and making sure she sends that message. That's right. She does. And then Amy for everything that you're doing, and, you know, prayers up for your son too. And I will not try to say his last name again, because he's a Marine, and I will let his mother.
With a Z.
Yeah, I know better. Trust me. Like, I've been around in the veterans or the communities, and are like, no, don't ever say former, which I never did, actually. I actually just had to tell someone else that. But I definitely don't want to, you know, get it all wrong. So, no, we're very appreciative of that. And then, again, so November 4th, would you recommend they go to tell us about which websites and information?
Yeah. So if you want more information on the nonprofit as a whole to see what we do, why we do it, that's memoriesofhonor.org. You can also click on events, and then you'll see a drop-down menu, and you can find the events URLs there. Or you can go to redwhiteandruck.com, and that will, that's the easiest one to remember, redwhiteandruck.com. And then, so there's a hot link on that. So if you would prefer to ride the bike and do the Miles and Memories, which is the bike ride portion, there's a link there.
Right, right. And so my other question is so I, if I'm not doing things physically, someone else could take this for my son, a fallen Army sergeant, and they could wear his as a fallen hero?
Yes. So no matter where we are in the country, no matter what we're doing, every single person that's in our database, somebody somewhere throughout the year is seeing their name, reading their name, carrying their name, seeing a memorial sign. And so talking about full circle, when my Tracy, Dr. Tracy, said, hey, you know,
doctor?
She's a doctor.
Okay. Well, she's my best friend. I think we all are going to get along great.
She's the highly educated one of the two. Yeah.
I have to remember that one.
Yeah. You know, she had mentioned or sent me a screenshot that, you know, that we were, or she was talking to you about doing the show. And a lot of times we will do events or activations where we're honoring somebody and we're pulling, I'll pull a name randomly from our database to have that thing happen for that service, that fallen service member and their family. And literally, was it a week ago? I don't want to tell you what it's for or what it is, but I pulled a name, and I always pull up what the family member wrote about their loved one. And it ended up being you, but I didn't know it was you. I read the little bio, and it was talking about how, you know, you really wanted to, you know, that you were involved prior to losing your son and that you really wanted to be involved. And I sent Tracy, my Tracy, Dr. Tracy, a screenshot. And I was like, wow, you know, I said, I can't believe I hadn't seen this before. Look, this mom really is like, you know, really wanting to get more involved. And then as I sent it to her, I was like, wait a minute. And then I got the light bulb went off, and I said, I texted her back and I said, hey, wait a minute. I think this is the same lady that you sent me the screenshot that you're talking to. And she looked, yep, that's her. And I was like, out of everybody in our database, like I randomly clicked on your son's name and read your bio because of this thing that we're going to be doing, which I'm not going to tell you what it is. But because I want it to be a surprise, but I was like, okay, that's more than coincidence.
Oh, I have goosebumps. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? That's amazing. Like the listeners out there are probably going, yeah, right. But I'm telling you all right now, I have never even had a lengthy conversation with Amy, who's with us right now from Memories of Honor, and everything she said is absolutely got to be true, because I have never even had a phone conversation with Amy. So I have goosebumps just hearing this, that my son, I call, he goes by Two-Step, but no telling what that bio says. Like, was I don't know if I wrote something or is it his actual?
No, it was what was written in there. And I'll send it to you. What was written in there was written by you whenever you added his name to the database. And I was, because I was literally like, how did I not see? Because I read all of them. How did it not stick that this mom was wanting to get involved, like eager to give back to the community.
Right.
And then when I put the pieces of the puzzle together, I was like, because we have these serendipitous moments all the time. And I always tell people, like, whenever they're getting a Fallen Hero memorial bib to wear at an event, or a card to write a message to a family of fallen service member, I always tell them, I don't want to give you the name. I don't want to give you the card. I want you to pull yours, because I believe the service member chooses the person.
Right.
And I believe that it wasn't random, although it was a random act. I don't think that it was random.
Right. Right.
That I pulled your son, your story.
That's nuts.
And a week later, here we are. And it wasn't planned.
And we'll have to get on back channels one day, and I'll tell you the whole story of what's been happening this week. So that gives me massive goosebumps. And honestly, it's probably what I needed to hear. It's been a week. So on back channels, we'll talk about that part. But
I think he's saying,
I'm blown away.
I think he's saying, Mom, I'm okay.
I think he's telling me it's time. Like, you're good. Like, you need to get back out there and get involved. And so I've slowly been creeping. So I probably sent that right about the same time I got in touch and said, okay, Terry, I'll actually do it. Like, even though I knew them, loved them, I was like, I'll actually come. So I must have done that at the same time as talking to Terry. And I don't remember, that sounds awful, but as a Gold Star mom, and you're looking for just, where do you fit? Where do you belong? And I've been looking, so you mentioned earlier, and I want to point this out to the viewers. When she mentions bike, she does not mean MC. She means bicycle. So a bicycle, ride and ruck. Now, because I deal with a lot of the MCs who are wonderful that I've actually been looking for. I'm looking for the MCs around the area to do like an honor ride for my son. So ironically, like, I've been thinking nonstop, like, what can I do? I've never done anything. I'm not kidding. I have never done anything anywhere for my own, but I would rather choose someone else first and let them and take care of them. And then my best friend, Kimberly, she's a doctor. So it's like you and I, and then you've got yours and I got mine. She's like, Tracy, why don't you ever do anything for Adam? And we're that close. She's like that. And I was like, well, I'm not supposed to. I'm used to doing it. Mm-hmm. She's like, no, you still need to include him that way. And I'm like, well, I do in my heart. And she's like, no, you don't. We won't get into this argument, but she was like, you're not winning this one because I'm around you all the time and you would rather ignore it and go take care of someone else rather than like be there. And I'm like, well, yeah, I really would rather go and like take care of someone else. That part put me to work. I love it. But to hear that you pulled like a name, and then I'm texting, Tracy sends me a flyer, and then you pull something out and it's like, okay, I get it. I get you over there, son. I hear you. I hear you. If you only knew the week. So eventually we'll catch up a drink, alcoholic or non-alcoholic, but we will have to tell, I'll have to tell you the story that this has been a crazy, I'd say 10 to 12 days or so. I don't know when you pulled that, but I thought, oh, okay. So I need to get active. I need to do something else. So.
Yeah, I'll back channel. I'll look to see when I sent Tracy that text, because I'm telling you, it was completely at random. But we've done the same thing where we've pulled names again at random and given them to a veteran who didn't lose somebody, but they were going to carry the name of somebody from our database.
Yeah.
And so one of the names, this was when we did the Marine Corps Marathon, one of our female Marine veterans, I randomly pulled a name, and that was her service member, that fallen service member she was going to be running an honor and memory of. And it ended up being her boyfriend, who was also a Marine veteran, ended up being his teammate.
Oh my goodness.
And not only was it his teammate, it was her boyfriend was supposed to go out on this mission And he didn't, for whatever reason, I don't remember the exact story, but he didn't go. And the name of the gunny sergeant that I gave her went on that mission and lost his life during the mission.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Yes. Prayers up for them too. I am
being very healing for him, because that was his sign of this, whatever burden you're carrying is not yours.
Goosebumps, but they're not coming through. But I'm telling you, you've definitely hit my heart. That's for sure. I am. I'm rarely speechless. I am a little speechless right now, but I'm like, oh, if you only knew, like the last, it's probably 2 weeks, actually, maybe even a little more. There's been some things going on. So some things I'm straightening out. So I'm like, this is weird timing. And so this, I see it as a sign, is what I see it as. I know different people live different ways, but I have God. That's what I follow. And that is why my son served, everyone listening out there, because of the freedom of speech, freedom of your choice, freedom to this press, freedom to my religion. And for me, that is God. And for whomever else listening, whatever yours may be, that is yours to treasure. But again, I'm not PC. I'm all about the good book, and I won't lie. I will always tell my truth. And one day I need to get it out there in a book or a documentary, if you know anyone, but because I can't lie. It's like, it's like, I feel like something's going to like crash down on me. So there's quite a lot to get out, but just the weird things that are happening lately, I don't see them as weird. I see it as signs that I'm being like nudged. Like, I'm not kidding you. I have felt nudged by my own kid lately, and that hasn't happened in a long time. So I'm like, there's some things going on. And so he's like, I can tell somebody's nudging me. I know that. I'm like getting nudged. So I'm like, that story you just told is got goosebumps all over me. He may be saying, get down there and go, because his little brother is really wanting to work out. And he's like 14. He's trying to figure it out. And he's like, Mom, let's go run. I'm like, son, not go run and keep up with you, honey. I'm hoping to get to that point, but as soon as I get there, and the way he's growing, you know, that's how it works, right? Mm-hmm. And I want him to be that way, but this might be something that, you know, he'd be like, oh yeah, this is easy, like this is cool.
Yeah. And we always have a ton of JROTC kids out at our event, so it won't be like, you know, he's the only one in that age group. We pour heavily into our JROTC. And they're usually there, you know, volunteering a lot of the events. They're also participating, so he'll have hopefully a lot of kids his own age around.
That's nice. And then, is there a hotel there near San Antonio that y'all are recommending for people to stay?
That is a good question. Where's Dr. Tracy when I need her?
Well, we do a lot of business there in San Antonio with the fitness equipment that we provide to hotels, universities, you name it. That's how we actually get to keep the lights on. Mm-hmm. So we actually do know a lot of the hotels down there. So I'll have to look and see, or get with Tracy too and see if she knows who it is. And then maybe even in the future, you could use my connections as far as hotels go. Because that's kind of our bread and butter, is putting the fitness centers in these hotels, these apartments, these big corporations, the bases. That's what we do. And so that's probably why I don't work out all the time, because it's like it's everywhere around me. And I'm just like, it's a piece of furniture is what it is.
Yeah. It's a strange little small world. My husband and I both come from the fitness industry too.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they're in Tennessee.
Yeah, well, I'm originally from St. Louis, and he's originally from Darien, Connecticut, but he is a professional strength conditioning coach. He worked, he put together fitness facilities while he was working at colleges and universities, and then he built out, I'm sure they've rebuilt it a couple of times by now, but he built out the one, he worked for the Lakers. During their second three-peat. So he had built out that facility.
Oh, interesting. We may have to connect them. I know. Yeah, we, with the biggest, well, COVID shut down our we actually owned it, but the biggest company that could come in, we still have a lot of control. Mm-hmm. But we have more. So we have access to everything in every city. And there's a local warehouse. You don't have to worry about all the shipping and information. So since you know this world. So like if you did find something, you know, let us know. That's always like an incentive thing. And also giving back to Memories of Honor. So that is a way, you know, I've always done that through our company. It's, you know, if you our military, you give back to the military, we'd love to have you pick one and donate. But yeah, you could think of that. So, I mean, he runs into something and every kind of equipment you can think of that you didn't even know existed, or all the planning and the bids and the floor plans. We have whole teams for all of that. So we're getting off subject, but that's okay. That's okay. It works for me. It works for anybody listening out there. The whole point was, in the hotels, we usually know a lot of people down there in the hotels. So to try to get a good rate is what I was thinking. So I'd have to ask my husband about that.
Yeah, we're always in need because we travel so much, either doing events or putting on events or activations. We're always in need of places to stay. A lot of times we'll do, when we have big groups, we'll do Airbnbs because we don't want to, unless somebody wants to be in a room, we don't want to isolate anybody. So we, you know, kind of that family atmosphere of break bread together. Yeah. But yeah, speaking of rooms, girl, I got a room in Vegas. Come on.
Yeah, I know, right? Is it after the November 4th event?
Yes. Yeah. So it's the week of Veterans Day and into Veterans Day weekend. So the Military Influencer Conference is the first half of the week. So what would that be, like the 6th, 7th, 8th? Uh-huh. And then MCON is the 10th, 11th, and 12th. So it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right. And you stay the whole week.
Yeah, I'm actually flying directly from San Antonio to Vegas.
Nice. Well, yeah, I definitely will have to get with you.
Yeah.
But as long as we stay out of trouble.
I'll just put you in my carry-on bag.
There you go. Yeah, I just have to get there. But so for November 4th in San Antonio, Texas, you've got Red, White, and Rock. And I noticed they had a website too, redwhiteandrock.com. Military City. This one I always get. It's Military City Miles and Memories. So it's go with the website on that one.
Yeah. So that one's the bicycle ride.
Okay.
Our military or our music city that we do here in Nashville. That's actually part of the Grand Prix.
Yeah. Now that is what I was working on last. This whole summer, that's why I was there, was trying to connect with, there's some people there that had Heroes Den in Nashville. And I don't know if you know about them, but yeah, we're going to have to talk. There's several things going on there and there's a huge different festival coming up. So yeah, we would have a lot. I wish I had known. I would have called you up when I was there and been like, hey, I ended up not going because I didn't want to be going to downtown Nashville, number one. Number two, I was like, I don't really know anybody here right now. I'm just trying to make connections. But yeah, there's like three different organizations that I was highly impressed with there in Nashville. So yeah, I'll have to connect you to them too.
We live in the outskirts, and my office is also the guest bedroom, also known as Tracy's room.
Yeah.
So it'll still be Tracy's room.
Yeah, yeah. I have an aunt there still. She's in right around Franklin. So she's still there. But yeah, that's why I'm split between there and Texas. So yeah, I can always make the Tennessee events and then the Texas events too. So yeah, it's been great to have you. It sounds like we need to do a lot of back channel talking. Well, I think what you do is wonderful. I see it all the time. You know, the moms online and whole families, Memories of Honor, this ride in Ruck and Duck. I'm going to be ducking. bad joke, but no, really. The event that's coming up, we'll make sure that the flyer is out there. But of course, if you just go to memoriesofhonor.org, you're going to find everything on there. She keeps mentioning Tracy, and that is Tracy. And make sure I don't butcher this. Tracy Uribe?
Uribe.
Okay, my Southern. It's the Southern part. It's the Tennessee in me. We'll blame it on that. We'll blame it on the Tennessee in me. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it took forever for me to realize how to pronounce it correctly, so you're good.
Hey, I'm honest. That's yeah. Yeah, that and the Southern part will come out, so but November 4th, what we like to do is get more people there that are, maybe you're like me and you haven't attended much and you're not sure how you're going to fit and you're thinking, I'd really like to belong somewhere. And so you're not alone out there. Whoever's thinking this, I have literally been thinking that. I have had it. They're going to tell me immediately. After this experience, I'm going to have to say, everybody just listen to me. I took a long time to figure out, you know, where and when and what. And honestly, I don't remember filling out the card for you. So it must be some of the things that are happening recently. We'll have to get together. But Memories of Honor, for sure. Wonderful organization. Gold Star Parents Retreat. But as far as getting us back into the active duty, the veteran community, Amy, I have said all along, so before my son, first my son was taken from me serving. Man, I lose my thought. I should have never gone there. Running that organization, I ended up meeting a lot of people and was constantly busy doing a lot of things. And so the one thing that I tell everyone now, and I tell it a lot to Blue Star Moms, I'm like, just remember something for me, please. Like, maybe slow down a little and, like, remember, if you have a chance to go spend it and just say hi, even if it's for an hour or two or a day, take that moment and choose to go do that with your child. Thank God that I'll show you one day the letter literally to him. It would freak people out. I'm all about God, and, you know, it's no weirdness, but it's just one, like you said, those signs. About what happened to him. But yes, so we will have to make sure that Adam is there and involved. And then I've got his younger brother, Cash, and my family. It's not far from me. So I'm telling everyone out there that's listening, whether you are an active duty service member's family, whether you are a veteran in family, or whether you are I will say Gold Star, Blue Star, and a lot of people don't understand what that is, but you've had an active duty service member that is no longer with us, veteran as well, and active duty. So it kind of covers it all. Active duty, veterans, and a service member that was serving is no longer here. You're welcome at this event. There's multiple areas. If you don't ruck and you don't ride, I believe that there's plenty of opportunity to come and just see it and witness what's going on, and just being around something like that would be beautiful. So I am actually going to try to make this. I've already mentioned it. I've already said that this is something before I even got you on, I was like, I got that. And I went, okay. The timing thing that we'll get onto on back channels. I was like, all right, I get it. Like, you're trying to tell me I need to go, like, do something and meet people this way instead of the way I was doing it. So perfect timing for her to send that to me without you even knowing it. And then you tell me you picked something out. And I'm like, okay, I got you. I got you, son. I'll go. So I just want to make sure that the listeners that are listening out there know that you're welcome. This is an open event that is not just for our veterans and not just for active duty service members right now, but this is also for the community that has had an active duty service member that is no longer here. So whether you know Gold Star or not, typically when you hear someone say Gold Star, what they're referring to is there's an active duty service member in their family, immediate family, that is no longer here, because while serving active duty, there's multiple reasons in this day and age. You know, this all started in World War I and III. It is one of the areas I want to update, which will help a lot of families feel better. But that's a whole nother project. I'd like to throw myself all these projects. So, and I work a lot with legislation. So if anything ever comes up out there with legislation, and you mentioned, you know, remembering every day and not just one day, but it's to our veterans. Like, you know, if it weren't for our veterans and those that have served or are serving, if 9/11, I could tell you right now, if 9/11 hadn't happened, my son, I don't think would have joined. 9/11 did something to him as a child.
That's when mine decided to join.
And and it's like the more people that I talk to, they're like, because we're all kind of in that same age area where it's like, I'm like, yeah, I remember driving him to school, literally, and it's on. And he just looks over at me and he's like, when I'm done, I'm going in. I'm like, what? Hold on. Let me get back and see what all this is about 9/11. But I'll never forget it. It's one of those moments where you're like, whoa, wait a minute. Like, I'm hearing this. And then now you're telling me you're going to go and like, no, child, you're still in middle school. Let's just deal with middle school. Right. That's enough on its own for me as a mom. So I'm looking forward to it. We'll make sure the information gets out there for you. And vote. You've got my number. Use it. Hold me accountable. I will get there, and we'll check it out. November 4th, you should all check it out in San Antonio, Texas. And Amy will be there, as well as Dr. Tracy. Dr. Tracy. That's what I'm going to call her. Dr. Tracy. That Tracy, this one is not a doctor. I have my PhD in life. And and that is how I operate. So it's been a pleasure having you here. And again, November 4th, I don't want anyone to forget this, Memories of Honor. And we want you to go check out that website. I will be putting out the flyer, and I will stay in touch with you, of course. And I have this here that I want to play for you before we leave. And it is very interesting, by the way, to try to run a studio from home, by the way. For anyone listening, I'm telling you, it's not easy. Here it goes. So I'm going to play this for you. And it's a friend. And after that, we will be in touch by phone. So for everyone that is out there listening, take a moment, listen to this dear friend with his new song that is receiving a lot of attention. And again, Amy, it's a pleasure to see you and be with you for Memories of Honor for November 4th. We'll play out this song, and then I will connect with you.
Had a few minutes to write down what's itching inside my mind. It's been too long since we have talked about nothing at all. Wish I could call. I know you're lost. Please don't you worry. There's no need to hurry. Just stay strong. It won't be long before we're together, right here in heaven. I miss you, Mom. Dear Mom, please believe I've done everything I needed to. Dear Mom, I'll be there with you, breathing while you're sleeping.
heart would never forget the things that I did and the reasons why.
It for Patriots Inside the Wire with Military Broadcast Radio, signing off on Military Monday. Thank you.